Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the final big day here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, the hot mountains. See, this is the Porcupine Freedom Festival I remember, where it's like 90 degrees, it's hot, you're sweating.
What do actual porcupines do when it's this hot out?
I don't know.
Like the animal porcupine, not the vegetarian.
I imagine they go hide in the woods.
I suspect they pant. They don't seem like they would have, you know, sweat glands either.
Hmm.
Not with all the quills and stuff, right?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to agree.
I am pretty glad, though, that we got everybody to comply with chanting, "We will not comply," to put
well,
on
not
my...
everyone complied. There were some people around who didn't.
Okay, but the notice that I put out was, we're going to do it after the picture. And we had set up, and everybody started gathering. And I'm like, well, while the rest of these people trickle in, why not just do it now? And so we did, and there was enough of them that I got good audio, I think. I haven't listened back to either of the sources yet, but I used two devices, and we just got it done. So we didn't do it when I said we were going to, so was there any compliance?
I don't know. I know it
What's it for, the audio?
I have written a song in which I play the guitar, I play the bass, I do the singing, and I have... used some help with the drums, but they certainly a real drummer could pull it off with the right skill set to create a song that it's right now it's titled It's Time, and it's a bit of a freedom oriented anthem. You could call it an anarchist libertarian type anthem, if you will.
Very cool.
The idea is that I'm going to use the chant as sort of the fade out at the end of the song.
Oh, nice. That should be awesome. It was surprising to me how compacted we actually managed to be. I don't know how many people were there for the photo. I didn't get a good look at the entire crowd. The two of you did. What would you estimate was the number of people assembled? It felt, to me, being in there, like it may have been between 500 and 1,000.
I would say that would be my guess. I was going to say 700, 800.
Yeah, all I can say is that I have played some small and medium-sized venues back in the day, and if that was the crowd that showed up, I would be a very happy man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very happy.
There were a bit too many drones there for my liking, right? I felt like I was under attack with that number of drones flying around, just watching.
And I feel like part of the reason I brought field recording equipment was so that, you know, the people who participated would feel like I was doing a thing. I could have brought, like, much smaller things. One of the things I had was handheld, but the other two I had mics up on stands and a little board so that people could see that they were doing a thing or we were doing a thing, but... You know, adding that to the drones and everybody else who was videotaping, and there were other people taking the picture as well.
In the field.
Yeah, in the field.
Right.
I actually
field recorded.
I did field recording in an actual field,
right,
which is a first for me. I've done field recording at, like, venues and, like, concerts and that type of thing, but never in an actual field before.
They're going to have to figure out something, though, because... It seemed crazy to me when they wanted everyone to pose for, like, two series of photographs and then for everyone to move forward, like, you know, 30 feet and turn around and face the other way. I left at that point, and it looked to me like everyone else was leaving, too. Like, I followed a crowd out. So you say it seemed like 90% of people complied and stayed. That wasn't my feeling. I thought everyone was leaving.
But you were at the front of the crowd,
okay,
so you don't know how many there were.
Now, I was out at that point.
Yeah,
she was hot. I was hot. I was sitting there in the sun. I can't believe it took as long as it did. But, you know, I was stupid and arrived early.
We did, too, because, well, I wanted to get a head start on setting up the stands and the board, and I have a special stand that I bring for putting the board out and that kind of thing. Mark was kind enough to come down and lend a hand, so I had...
Always happy to help.
...an assistant audio engineer on site. His name is Mark.
Certainly. It was a good time, and, you know, I look forward to seeing the picture when it actually comes out. They tend to release those on the Porcupine Freedom Festival's Facebook page.
Yep.
So, other than that, there is stuff happening in the world today. Let me get back into it, because I've got a number of things actually pulled up that are interesting. Like, QAnon has returned, or Q, rather, has returned. For the first time in about 2 years, Q on Reddit is making a post. This is the person who inspired the QAnon conspiracy that
okay.
has people believing that, you know, the rulers are satanic, you know, child-eating rapists or whatever. I don't know exactly what it
is. How do we know that it's the same Q?
Presumably, they're logging. They have a login.
Okay.
And they're posting under that account. So, I mean, we don't know that. It's just the same account.
I had the same question years ago about that group called Anonymous.
Right.
Like, and they're like, well, it's nobody, and it's everybody at the same time.
And how do we know who it is?
Yeah, how do you know it's really,
well, that's the case on Reddit, right, where a lot of people do post as Anonymous.
Right.
And that's how that came about. But I believe Q posts as the letter Q.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not an anonymous account.
All right.
So, you know, when I think about these conspiracy theories, many of them are sort of nuts, right? Like the idea that...
Everything Q has ever said is nuts.
Wayfair, well, I guess
Wayfair,
what I would
say
is that...
The Wayfair one had me for a bit, because it's super weird, man, that some of these disappeared children just happen to have furniture named after them on Wayfair.
Right.
That's super weird.
Right.
And there's something suspicious about that. Do I think that buying a cabinet on Wayfair would, you know, land you an 8-year-old kidnapped child at your door? No. But it remains unanswered why in the hell Wayfair or the people selling on Wayfair were selling overpriced pieces of furniture with the names of kidnapped children attached to them.
Are they particularly unusual names?
Some of them were. I would have to pull it up.
You need the special SKU. You got to order the, you know, the B version or something like that in order to get the 8-year-old kid. Otherwise, you just get like an armoire.
Well, that was the theory, right? Was that, you know, most people know that an armoire isn't worth $24,000 or whatever it was. I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's way overpriced for an armoire. But it happened to have the name of Missing Kid Y Armoire, and it was worth, you know, that much higher money. So people were like, oh, it must be that child himself. And I get why they would think that. And I still don't know why Wayfair did it. But it's weird.
I'll admit that it's weird. All I'm saying is that while I do not think that the vast majority of world leaders are in fact in a single satanic cult, they might as well be, right? Like they are. They if they aren't evil,
well,
they operate as though they are.
They are devil worshippers for sure.
Okay.
I mean, the state is the devil. At least in my religious understanding, I would say the state is the devil, and they, you know, as most Americans do, they worship the state. They consider themselves to be priests in its religion.
Okay.
And the anonymous message board user known as Q, whose cryptic announcement spawned the fascist pro-Trump QAnon conspiracy theory, I don't know how much of that is actually true, has returned to posting after a nearly 2-year hiatus. The last, I believe, we heard from Q was that there was going to be a secret coup sometime in April, I think 2 years ago, in a court, and this was going to reinstate Donald Trump as president. And, of course, that did not happen.
Yeah, of course, that's nuts.
On Friday night, someone with access...
Donald Trump isn't president. He's not secret president. He's nothing but a U.S. citizen out there at this point who can't even keep his own social media site really rolling.
Well, he doesn't use it either.
That's what I mean.
On Friday night, someone with access to Q's login credentials posted on 8kun, the anarchic internet community where Q last posted in December 2020. I'm surprised. Yeah, duh, I knew that. It's not Reddit. I meant 4chan earlier. I think I said Reddit. But I meant, yeah. Shall we play a game once more? The first post marking Q's return to the board read, and it was assigned Q. It's amazing to me that anyone would still take Q conspiracy, but that's what these people do. Seriously, I mean. Like the Harold Camping guy, the religious lunatic who is constantly predicting the end of the world, he's never been right.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop people from believing him, and his next prediction is 100% legit, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of people that make predictions that are demonstrably false, right? Like the alien ship will land at this place at this time, then it doesn't, and, you know, whatever, they just keep on going.
Yeah, they just say, oh, I got the time and date wrong.
Because people don't want to be wrong. But, well, not just the predictor, but the people who believe the predictor, they don't want to be wrong either. And, you know, I mean, you got to be prepared to be wrong.
Absolutely.
From 2012 through, no, I think it was 2012 was the last one. There was a guy who, you know, predicted the end of the world, and he got some news, some media press, like national style. And so, as a band, we took that footage and we actually played a show on that day called it the End of the World Show. And, of course, the world didn't end.
So that was that December 21st, 2012 thing.
Right? I believe so, yes.
Yeah. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, though. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are, ordinarily we would be doing interviews and stuff like that, but I want to get the show over with for today for two reasons. One, it's hot as hell out here, and I kind of like to go swimming. I'm counting on the possibility, you know, all of the people who are just burning up right now, and they're going swimming. I'm counting on the idea that they're going to be done by the time we're done with the show, and that all of the kids, or most of the kids, will have gotten out because it'll be, yeah, dinner time-ish around them, but also because tonight is the rant here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The rant. What is the rant?
Well, it is Soapbox Idol. It is one of my favorite things here. It is where everyone auditions with Carla Garrick in advance, and you had 3 minutes to do your best rant. And it's sort of a competition. Last year I was a judge with Tom Woods, Jeremy Kaufman, and I should remember the other ones, but I don't. And
I was going to say, 4 judges doesn't sound right. It needs to be an odd number.
I think there were 3 judges.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe there were only, I don't know. But anyway, I don't know if I'm judging or not this year. It's more likely, says Tom Woods, didn't make it. But I'm not going to miss it anyway. The first year I came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I did a rant. And it was about how LGBTQ people are allegedly trying to persuade conservatives. But then they do things like the gay pride parade in Tel Aviv, which was like a big gay dance show, and where they were half naked and dry humping in the streets. Like, this is not going to appeal to your average person who needs to be brought over and convinced that, you know, you should be allowed to do whatever you want in the privacy of your home.
Sure, they. I mean, I think that most people are for that. It's the it's the fringe cases that upset people the most. When it comes to LGBT, most people are upset about high school and college sports. And
the sports thing is so misleading. We only hear about the trans athletes who win. We don't hear about the thousands or hundreds of trans athletes out there. And I had never considered this point until a friend of mine who has a master's degree in some athletics thing. I don't know exactly what she does. But she pointed out to me that, you know, no one ever talks about trans people in sports until they win.
Sure.
You know, like it wasn't a swimmer. It was someone else. Maybe it was the swimmer. But they came in like 27th after winning one heat. They went to another one. They came in like 27th. No one talked about that. But let that person come in first, and everyone talks about it. So the data set that people have about trans people in sports is tremendously misleading because they only focus on the winners.
I don't know what the data set is for trans athletes, but, you know, having men compete against women is generally a bad thing, and most people aren't for it. So then, you know, let's not pervert the incentives by making it so that, I mean, athletes will do lots of things, including harm themselves in terrible ways, in order to win.
I'm with you because testosterone is, by all measures, a performance-enhancing drug.
Indeed.
And, you know, males have quite a bit more of that naturally than females. The thing is, trans people begin taking testosterone blockers, and that should mitigate that advantage over a long enough timeline.
I like the idea of the rant and ranting and rants and, like, having a competition and judging. I think that you, Aria, and you, Mark, and probably Ian, and maybe some of our other hosts would be really good at that. I have a difficult time turning the rant on. It seems to be more like when I do some epic rants, but I can't, like, spontaneously do, I mean, I guess I can only do them spontaneously. I can't be like, hey, at 11 o'clock, do a rant.
Well, you got to pick a subject that you're passionate about.
Okay.
That certainly helps. And once you have that, 3 minutes of ranting is surprisingly easy. Like, there was a real fear that I was going to run over time, and I think I did. But the very first year, that rant was, everyone believes I won that year. I didn't. I think I came in like second or third or something.
Okay.
It wasn't important. But the rant was very successful in that it got people like Chris Cantwell to watch it. Chris Cantwell loved that rant.
Nice.
And I don't know what that says about me that a Nazi, an avowed Nazi, liked what I had to say on the subject, but when I was on his show Radical Agenda, long before he was, you know, in prison as a political prisoner, he played that at the beginning of the show. So the rants here, last year, I don't remember what the best one was. I think Moe's was my favorite, actually. Moe did a rant about, you know, libertarians being hypocrites and going into places, ignoring the signs on the door that say mask required, and then going in there and making a stink about having to wear a mask or whatever. It's like, do you believe in private property or not?
Mm.
And that was a really good rant. Unfortunately, he gave his rant and he stormed off, so I awarded him no points. And he ended up losing because of that. But and then he came back and it was, you know, they were like, hey, so you can give me points. And I was like, sorry, I've already decided. It's so arbitrary. It's like whose line it is anyway, right?
The points are made up.
It's completely made up. The points don't matter. At the end of it, we just pick the one that we liked the best, and that's it. I mean, it doesn't matter if you had a perfect score. If we liked your rant better, you win.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. So I look forward to seeing that this year. It's always a really good time. But we're talking about QAnon here, whose recent message is very, very short, saying, shall we play a game once more? And I can't imagine that people are taking Q seriously at this point, but clearly some people are. And the game to me is Q is playing a game to see whether or not these idiots will believe him again.
I don't think so. I mean, in order to create a fantasy world as deep and wide as this person had, that they had to have, they had to believe it. And I think they
certainly
did. What is the name of the Q account? I ought to...
Just Q, apparently.
Just Q? How'd they pull that off?
I don't know. I would think...
It's 8kun, so 8kun may not be particularly, you know...
Oh, this isn't on Twitter, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that stinks.
I would think that there would be people who were fooled by Q previously that, you know, would be like, hey, I'm not going to fall for you this time. Except I know that there's a number that will.
Speaking of, you know, just the suppression, no one mentioned the suppression of information, but speaking of the suppression of information, if you try to Google 8kun, none of the results you get go to 8kun.org or whatever it is. I imagine it's 8kun.org.
And I thought it was 8chan.
It used to be 8chan. Now it's 8kun for whatever reason. I think the 8chan name got them banned or something like that. I don't exactly recall. But whatever, Q is back, and apparently Q's followers believed that the world is really controlled by Satan-worshipping, child-eating pedophiles in the Democratic Party, finance, and other institutions.
Only in the Democratic Party, not in the Republican Party.
Well, maybe. Q asked in another post, evidently they followed up with two more messages, asking, are you ready to serve your country again? Remember your oath. In what lunatic world did these people somehow serve their country by believing this nonsense and propagating it all over the internet?
You know who serves their country? Uber.
Libertarians?
I'm just thinking about service people, right? You know,
yeah.
People who actually provide a valuable service.
Yeah,
those are the people.
Domino's employees.
Yeah, absolutely.
McDonald's
Uber
employees.
Eats, right? You know, yeah. Any pizza delivery driver.
Definitely not police in the military.
No, definitely.
They're
not
serving special interests. And it doesn't have any impact. It doesn't have any beneficial impact for the American people. There is more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I have a really lengthy article here that I want to get into. It's about how some sheriff's candidates are running on not enforcing certain laws. And I want to talk about that. There's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's temporarily suspending abortion services in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. At issue is a 173-year-old state law in the books that says it's a felony for virtually any abortion to be performed, except in instances where it is needed to save the mother's life. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said he would not enforce abortion bans in his state. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order implementing legal protections for reproductive health care providers who serve out-of-state residents. More than a dozen states have trigger laws on the books that would criminalize abortion almost immediately, if not sooner, upon the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced the Show Me States ban on Friday. This is USA Radio News. At least two are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at an Oslo, Norway nightclub. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. The last of the 21 victims in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting was laid to rest on Saturday. Uzziah Garcia's funeral was held at a Baptist church in San Angelo, where he lived before moving to Uvalde last year. 19 children and two teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire a month ago. Police response to the incident has been heavily criticized ever since. Wall Street on Friday notched only its second win in the last 12 weeks. The Dow finished 1,612 points higher. The Nasdaq added 809 points. The S&P 500 was higher by nearly 237 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you're not already here, you've missed the Porcupine Freedom Festival at this point. It's sad to say this is the last day, and there's like 6 official hours left, and then it's just everyone sort of breaks off into their friend groups, and they start partying and stuff like that.
There could be some good parties going on later, though.
There absolutely will be. Last night was a really good party night, for example, and that's usually how it goes, is that Wednesday's a good party night. Thursday, people kind of take it easier. And then Friday and Saturday are also really good party nights. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, a fork fest. People tend to take it easy, relax. The parties don't get too wild. But then it ramps up again for the weekend. And then there's the fireworks show on Sunday. And you can come hang out with us at Fork Fest. We're going to be here. Free Talk Live will be here. Forkfest.party if you want to learn more about it. That's Forkfest.party. Now, the reason this article I want to talk about first came to my attention because it's about sheriff's candidates running on not enforcing certain laws. More than a dozen candidates campaigning. And I was like, well, I'm curious if I get mentioned, because that was like my main thing, right?
Yeah.
I obviously don't. More than a dozen candidates campaigning to be top law enforcement officials in counties across Colorado are running on a unique platform. This is just in the one state. They have more than a dozen candidates running on the platform of not enforcing the law.
Which law are we referring to?
Yeah, I know. It just says the law.
The law.
So
okay.
These candidates fit the profile of a loose movement sometimes referred to as constitutional sheriffs, whose members promise to act as a bulwark against government overreach and laws passed by state legislatures that they deem illegal. So these you have to wear mask laws and you can't open your business laws, that sort of thing.
Okay.
At the top of their list in Colorado...
Can't go to church laws, I thought, were the most outrageous.
They were all outrageous, certainly. But the fact
the mentioning of the freedom of religion in the Constitution, as opposed to, like, the founders didn't imagine that the world would go so insane that everybody had to cover their mouth or, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, but they did say, they did understand what freedom of religion was.
At the top of their list in Colorado is the Red Flag Law, which gives judges the ability to order the temporary seizure of guns from people considered a threat to themselves or others. Some also reject the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election, speaking of QAnon, and coronavirus precautions, issues that have become polarizing litmus tests, dividing the far right and more mainstream conservatives.
I want them to take it a step further and stop enforcing, I mean, all... Not just sheriffs, right, but all forms of law enforcement. Take it a step further than not enforcing these particular laws on this list, but stop enforcing laws where there's no victim.
Absolutely. Well, a police officer who doesn't enforce the law can be fired, but that's a unique thing about the sheriff's position. You cannot fire the sheriff.
Right, the sheriff's elected.
Right. Yeah,
and in many of these places, they borrow the sheriff's law from, you know, ancient England, where the sheriff is literally the highest law enforcement official in the land.
Right.
So if that sheriff wants to arrest police officers, the sheriff is in the right to do that.
Right.
So some of these people reject, you know, the coronavirus precautions, the presidential election for whatever reason. No boss, no governor, no socialist agenda will take away my focus to fight for and protect our Constitution, said one of them. Experts say that the rhetoric has emerged among local officials as political divisions have cleaved the country in the past decade. Political division is certainly worse than I've ever seen it. People are destroying lifelong friendships over politics.
Yeah, it's true. And it's been happening. I mean, it's been coming on for a while, right? It's just escalated somehow, it seems, recently in the last few years.
It escalated under Trump, as far as I can tell. I mean, Trump was... The left sat around in their universities and on their social media just working themselves up into a fever pitch about how evil Donald Trump was going to be. I remember some of the headlines that came out after Donald Trump's victory and, you know, some of the people freaking out on blog posts and stuff like that. One person wrote, "I am disabled. Imagine what Donald Trump will do to me." These people, they sat around, you know, surrounding each other, telling each other their worst fears about what they thought was going to happen.
What, you mean measuring the size of their liberalism by, you know, talking about how special they were? Yes. Snowflakes.
No,
measuring the size of snowflakeness.
They genuinely believed that Donald Trump was going to return Nazism to the United States.
But the handicapped person believed that they were worse off than the black person. The black person believed that they were worse off than the American Indian. And like everybody imagining that their plight is worse.
I don't know how much of that there really was, but, I mean, they did expect, you know, the Pray the Gay Away camps to return and for the gay people to be rounded up and exterminated. These lunatics genuinely believed these things were going to happen. So, of course, when they saw their grandfather or whoever supporting Donald Trump, they thought their grandfather supported, you know, Hitler. Because they painted Donald Trump as, some people said literally Hitler, some people said worse than Hitler. Worse than Hitler!
Yes.
Donald Trump. Experts say the rhetoric has emerged among local officials. I went over that. Some of the ideas...
I did want to point out that Rush Limbaugh made his career by saying, there's no compromise with liberals. You can't compromise because all you become is liberal light. And so his whole theory was you can't compromise and that, you know, we're experiencing to some extent that. I'm not saying this is good or bad.
Right.
I'm not advocating for or against. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I've got my complaints about both liberalism and conservatism as defined by Rush Limbaugh.
I would take the statement, though, that he made, as told by you, and if you just replace the word liberal with government, I think it paints a much more clear picture.
I would agree. You can't negotiate with government or, what was the terminology he used? It wasn't negotiate. It was you can't compromise with
government.
Yeah. In Douglas County, for example, Anderson's campaign website says, quote, freedom of speech and religion, medical freedoms, protection against unlawful search and seizure, guarantee of due process, state rights have all been attacked in some way over the last several years. That's a pretty hardcore statement for a sheriff candidate to be making. Who do you trust will stand up against tyranny, the website asks. We cannot allow violations such as this to be acceptable.
We have a system now that incentivizes radicalism on one side or the other, or extremism, whatever terminology you want to use. So the Republicans are going to vote for the Republican no matter what. So if they're moderate Republicans, it's not like they're going to flee to the Democratic sheriff candidate. By the way, sheriffs are more likely to be Republican anyway. So you're going to have a presumably better candidate because there'll be a larger field from which to choose. And so it makes sense for any candidate to be extreme or radical, whatever term you want to use, fringe, in this environment.
So Sheriff Candidate Todd Watkins, who served in the U.S. Border Patrol for 24 years, opposes, quote, arbitrary magazine capacity restrictions, so-called assault weapons bans, and other gun restrictions passed by state lawmakers, according to an endorsement from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Political Association Political Action Committee. People are calling constitutional sheriff branding as a catchphrase, saying that they're just trying to use it to get people's attention, and that may or may not be true, but I applaud them in being unwilling to enforce laws that they believe are unjust. The issue, or being, yeah, unwilling to enforce laws they believe are unjust. However, the... So it is being argued that these sheriff's positions are just trying to make a name for themselves. They're just trying to win an election. But I tend to think if they've got this many people doing it, they may actually... cause some change, because there's no office in the land better suited to make direct, hands-on changes to the way that Americans live than the office of the sheriff. Because
you're saying this because you ran for sheriff, you've done a certain level of research,
yes,
and this is the conclusion you've come to.
Yes, absolutely, because the sheriff can absolutely begin arresting police officers for trying to arrest people for, a busted taillight,
right,
or something like that, or smoking pot or whatever. The sheriff can actually arrest the police. And I think that's what the sheriffs should be doing in this world we have, where no one in government is accountable, but we have a position here that could hold these people accountable.
Yeah.
The sheriff could arrest the politicians making this unconstitutional legislation.
I remember there was some person, whenever I started waking up to freedom, there was some person who was a sheriff, who did YouTube videos, that kind of a thing, and I remember hearing about all this kind of thing.
There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival with Aria and Mark, and I want to say thank you to Shooty, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Shooty is a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the ideas of liberty, being on close to 200 radio stations, you want to help us get on more radio stations, signing up for the AMPS program is the best way to do it. It only takes $5 per month, and it does come with a number of cool little features like an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server and an AMP-only version of the podcast. So check it out, amps.freetalklive.com. Shooty, thank you for your contributions. Now, we're joined now by Doug. This is your first time back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 6 years.
Correct.
Is that correct?
I left when Ian got banned.
So you didn't attend 6 years ago?
I was 2010 to 2016.
Okay.
And I was one of the first amplifiers. I was when you first started the AMP program.
Yep.
I was there.
Very
I
cool.
I also listened to you when you guys were in Florida.
Really? You were one of the Florida listeners.
I was.
You are a long time listener.
I am a long time
listener. That was 2000. We moved in Labor Day of 2006. We moved to New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah.
So anything before that is quite a long-time listener.
Yep.
So, what was it like? So, I attended my first time in 2017. So, what was it? I remember what it was like then. What was it like in 2016 and earlier?
Yeah, 2010 was my first one. And Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party had just started. It was way in the back somewhere in a tent during the day. There were
it
fewer...
became Derek J's Big Gay Dance Party for a little while.
Yeah. Derek, where is Derek anyway?
Well, they have left the U.S.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
He and Steven?
Yeah.
Good for them. All right.
Probably a smart decision.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. I know. We're in the same boat here. So I think there was one row of vendors, and it was, you know, they called it Agora Alley.
Agora Alley. That's
right, exactly.
Right.
Now it's all over the place.
It's still called Agora Valley, though. I mean, at least I still call it that. I don't know if they still officially call it that or not, but
right.
I always knew it as Agora Valley.
But I'll tell you this, it hasn't changed that much, except there's more people.
See, you missed the bad years, the dark years, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah?
Yeah, not long after they banned Ian. I mean, there was a period of time where they were, you know, the park rangers would go around telling people, hey, your tent is too close to the road. You've got to undo the entire thing and move it back, you know, 6 inches or whatever. And at one point, they were honestly trying to search people's vehicles because it was rumored that Chris Cantwell was here, and he was another banned individual who wasn't allowed to be here.
Right, right. Who is who's
the park ranger? Spent a lot of time hunting people.
Yeah, the park ranger. I don't remember. I think the very first year that I was here, it was Roger Paxton, who was head of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but I don't know who was heading up the Pork Rangers.
Like who, yeah, like, was it Rogers who was interested in these 10 6-inch rules off the thing, or Rogers Campground, or
no, it was the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Free State Project Incorporated. They just went crazy with power. They really did. And the band for Ian is what spawned Somalia Fest. It was the pre-party for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Ian was still allowed to come to that because it wasn't the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right, and then Fork Fest, I think. After
It became Fork Fest the following year, the second year, and then it was Fork Fest again, and then the fourth year it moved to being the after party.
Yeah, yeah.
And that worked out a lot better. I don't think it's going to work out this year, but time will tell.
Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, the idea of having a decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there was a reason the first Fork Fest was so successful. Mm. And that was because people were sick of the, I don't want to use the word tyranny from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it was very much like tyranny. People were sick of that.
Was it a leadership issue? Like they had new people come in later and it got more relaxed or what?
I don't know exactly what the issue was, and I don't know who was responsible for anything like that. And if I knew, I wouldn't want to, you know, name them.
Well, the problem is that liberty can be mean-tuned things to libertarians. You can have a society that is free, where you're able to do what you want, so long as you don't hurt other people. Or you can have a society that is private, and that is still free. So you could have the greatest of tyrannies in the society, so long as anyone can choose to leave them.
Right.
Then, you know, that so long as it's private rule, it's acceptable. And these allow for experimentation in the area of governance, which your vast majority of people who declare themselves anarchists at this festival will agree that humans need governance. They just won't agree that it should be state, which, of course, you know, makes perfectly good sense. I understand where they're coming from. It's just that I disagree with the term anarchist.
Yeah. Yeah, I always like to say that, you know, hey, in a free libertarian society, you can have pockets of communism existing and thriving. Sure. But in a communist society, you can't have pockets of liberty.
No. Yeah. Well, you will, but you won't have them sanctioned.
It'll be against the law.
Right.
They'll be hunting down.
You can do what you want in a free society, and you can have all the, you know, all the people living in a commune that want to live in a commune and deal with bed bugs and dirty dishes.
Yeah.
So as a result of all of this, you know, Fork Fest was born, and I think the Porcupine Freedom Festival learned its lesson, and the last year they reopened everything back up. That was the first, or was it 2 years ago when they reopened everything back up? I don't recall now.
Well, it closed.
But it used to be where you couldn't even enter the campground without showing them your wristband.
Oh.
Right. That's the kind of level it ended up being at.
Yeah, they had right at the front driveway they had a gate.
Yeah.
A lot of party crashers. You know, I get it. You know,
But the campground is a Porcupine Freedom Festival. The campground is Rogers Campground.
Sure.
If I want to be here during the week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, like they do have people who are here during the Porcupine Freedom Festival that have nothing to do with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if I want to be here at Rogers, I have every right to be here at Rogers. But under the old model, you couldn't just be at Rogers. Now the Porcupine Freedom Festival is more or less something that happens down there at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
And that's where the Pork Rangers are. They used to drive golf carts all through here looking for infractions and stuff
like
that.
Get out of town. You know, sometimes I mean.
Dude, it happened. I
mean, I
was here.
I get it. But when, you know, I mean, you know, they didn't like ban pot or anything or underage drinking, right? They didn't care about that.
I don't know about underage drinking. They didn't do anything about pot, certainly. I mean, what they considered infractions were about what you would expect. It was just
property rights infractions.
Minor nitpicking and stuff like that. Like, hey, you can't cross through this person's campsite, even if the other people don't have any issue with it.
Right. Right.
That was how the Silk Road here came into existence as well. Mm. They wanted to create a place that you were authorized to...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's what that is. You're authorized to cut through at those places. But if you ask anyone here... They're not going to to care about you cutting through their campsite, because well, otherwise it's a long ass walk.
If you cut through at 2 a.m. and then trip over my the guy wire that's holding up my tent, I'm going to be upset.
Certainly, that's very different, though.
Well, I understand, but I mean, the people who are least qualified to determine whether they should be crossing through are those that are going to cross through at 2 a.m. and trip
drunk.
Over. That's right, they're drunk. And you're going to trip over one of the lines for a tent.
I mean, certainly, but to my knowledge, I haven't heard of that happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, at least this year.
Ever?
Oh, it's happened.
Because it happens all the time.
I mean, there was an idiot on LSD a few years ago who tried to do a front flip over a fire.
Through the park one day with his honking his horn and everything else.
I have no idea what you said.
Ernie Hancock drove through the park, honking his horn, drunk off his ass.
I'm not
like,
surprised.
A few years ago, I heard this, and people were a little like, "What are you doing? I think you're trying to prove a point, or something."
I think the reason that Chris Cantwell was banned was actually because he was drunk driving and he hit someone or he hit a car.
I don't
or
think
something.
He hit anything.
He was just drunk driving?
Yeah, they got him to stop prior to that. I don't believe that there was any damage to property.
Well, that's regrettable. I say that's regrettable. But that makes his ban regrettable then. If no one and no property was actually even hurt, in their judgment, he was too drunk to be driving. But he didn't hurt anything, so clearly he wasn't.
Well, Cantwell arrayed himself against the Free State Project, Inc., Free State Project Inc.'s festival. Yes, Cantwell loved that the Free State Project took the time and the energy to say, "Hey, not our circus, not our monkeys." And then he goes to the circus, and then he gets his little monkey ass gets banned. Yes, he did.
Yeah. That's like saying that Ian was asking, or the Free State, Ian went after the Free State Project or whatever to result in his ban for Porkfest.
Ian loves flame wars and got burned.
For 1 year. Well, so does Christopher Cantwell. So you are essentially making that allegation. The Free State Project did nothing wrong, and, Ian
no,
Cantwell,
I wouldn't claim that. Look, you drunk drive at a festival where you can run people's kids over? Yes, ban his ass for a year and see how it goes.
Can run kids over. A sober person can run kids over, too.
Much likely.
They set the rules, and you know what to abide by. I don't have
did
a
they set
problem.
The rules? Anyway, did they explicitly say no drunk driving?
Let's talk about smoothies.
Well, I don't think we really have time because we got like 20 seconds out before we go out to break. But I don't know.
Long live Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
BTC.
I don't know if they ever actually bothered to point out that, hey, yeah, you can't drunk drive here,
Yeah, so, I'm sure they didn't take the time
just
to
a quick,
be.
Quick thank you. Mark and Ian, you made me millionaires.
Thank you.
And I thank you over and over. And you made my family and friends millionaires.
There's
too.
More coming up from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Going into day 7, it is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit,
get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.